Hello everyone, Neil Battaglia, thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. Today I chat to Saeed Jaffar. He is the co-founder and CEO at Karachain. They are building a brand new blockchain that is specifically focused for developers. Exciting stuff. So we talk about all things blockchain, cryptocurrency and smart contracts and how they all work. Saeed talks about cool products they've made, and as we recorded this on Valentine's Day, we have some chat about love and romance. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Saeed. Thank you for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Yeah, thanks, Neil, for inviting me on the show.
Please tell the listeners what you're building.
So basically, we are building Karachain. It's a first blockchain-enabled, smart contracts-enabled blockchain from India. Mm-hmm. And we'll be having a lot of smart contracts and stuff like that. And we'll be scaling to 10,000 transactions a second. And that's how we'll be building a decentralized world.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so just in simple concepts, what is blockchain and smart contracts?
Okay. So basically, we all know about cryptocurrencies and we all know about cryptography. Cryptography came into being around 70s or 80s. Mm-hmm. But blockchain has basically made a cryptocurrency possible, a real world application of cryptocurrency called Bitcoin. So blockchain is the magic behind it. Mm-hmm. And basically, blockchain is nothing but a decentralized, distributed, immutable ledger. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let me explain you that. So in a blockchain, each and every data is input as a transaction, which combines up to a block. And then each block is added one after the other. Mm-hmm. So that is why it is called blockchain. It is called a chain of blocks. And inside each and every block, there are multiple transactions. So that is how a blockchain is formed. And each and every system which manages the blockchain is called a full node. And there are multiple full nodes operating towards building, let's say, sustaining the system or sustaining the network of that particular blockchain. Mm-hmm. So that's how a blockchain works. It's a peer-to-peer, decentralized, immutable ledger. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when you say immutable, you mean you can't change it. Is that right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. That's the magic behind it. No government, no power in the world has that kind of a thing to change anything which is already inside a blockchain. I mean, no one can change that data. Mm-hmm. That is why it is 100% completely immutable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that is the only reason why Bitcoin is has increased so much in value. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were cryptocurrencies before blockchain as well. Mm-hmm. But then there was the problem of a central authority controlling those transactions. I mean, though that particular authority had the power to reverse those transactions, they can play with that ledger. Mm-hmm. So with blockchain, that is completely forgotten off. Mm-hmm. So you can never ever replace anything inside a blockchain. That is why it is called 100% completely immutable.
Immutable, excellent. And in terms of smart contracts?
So basically, Bitcoin was the first successful application of blockchain. Mm-hmm. And the Bitcoin's blockchain had a provision for messages. Mm-hmm. So whenever I send, let's say some amount of Bitcoins to you, it gets recorded, that particular message that A has sent this much amount of BTC to B. Mm-hmm. In simple format gets recorded on the blockchain. And that is how, the world gets to know that, that was a particular transaction. So smart contracts were popularized by Ethereum's blockchain. Mm-hmm. And smart contract in short is nothing but an immutable piece of code. Mm-hmm. Like just like Bitcoin's blockchain had that capability that you can place messages which were immutable. Mm-hmm. Ethereum's blockchain brought in the world the power of smart contracts, which simply means that just write up any piece of code and it will be executed and you cannot change it. So that is why they are called contracts, because a contract never changes. The terms and conditions, the if and else conditions which you write on the contract, they don't change. Mm-hmm. So that is why these are called smart contracts. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're an immutable piece of code.
Mm-hmm. Are these public or are these private smart contracts?
So yeah, it depends. It depends upon the type of blockchain. So basically, there are two kinds of blockchains, public and private. So public blockchains are like Bitcoin, Ethereum and Karachain. And private networks are like Hyperledger Fabric and sort of stuff. So it all depends on what the type of blockchain are you using. Mm-hmm. So generally, public blockchains have the maximum amount of trust, as there are multiple amount of nodes in a public network, and a private network is somehow controlled by, you know, the private organizations, or let's say that there are two parties who are going to, you know, transact in between, then those two parties were going to have a set up two different nodes on their servers. So that's how a private network works. But yeah, public network has a maximum amount of trust.
Mm-hmm. So can these networks be hacked then, in your opinion?
So, yeah, exactly. So theoretically, it can be hacked. Theoretically, everything can be hacked. But practically, it is impossible. So let me explain you with the concept of Bitcoin, that why Bitcoin cannot be hacked, right? So so basically, there is a consensus mechanism called proof of work, right? So whenever a new block or a new transaction is added, so I previously said that whenever a new transaction is added, it goes, let's say multiple 50 transactions combined into a block, and then each block is added up one after the other. So let's say that a hacker tries to hack. So first of all, what he will have to do is that he would have to replace or, you know, change those transactions or values or anything like that. So it happens like that when there is a proof of work, the mining algorithm, one with Bitcoin, works that every, you know, network, every node which needs to add a block to the blockchain needs to show some proof of work. And that work is, you know, very much cryptographically and mathematically involved. So that is why it takes around, you know, 10 minutes or so to find the solution of a cryptographic problem to mine a block. Mm-hmm. So well, let's say there are 5 blocks already into the network. Let's say there are 3, 4, and 5 blocks. And there is a transaction which is in the third block itself, and which the value which the hacker wants to change. Mm-hmm. So in order to change that, he would need to replace the blocks from 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th and so on.
Right.
And since he need to replace those blocks, he would need the combined computing power which was put into, you know, forming those substantial blocks after that. So since, you know, that kind of scenario is highly impractical in the world, because, you know, it would be required that you have the access to world's complete, you know, supercomputers and everything. Like it would cost to hack that particular thing would actually mean that you are, you know, degrading the value of Bitcoin. So let's say you would hack Bitcoin in order to get access to Bitcoins. Mm. But once the word gets out that Bitcoin is hacked, those value those would mean nothing, right? Mm. So all the work which you have put into in order to hack it would mean nothing once you hack it. So that is why it is practically impossible to hack it, because nobody would hack. Mm-hmm. You know, you would be, you know, you have one of the 100 world's richest men combined to, you know, combine up the computing power enough to crack it.
Can you share some stats then? You said you've launched quite a few products. I mean, how are things going? You know, how many customers do you have? Are you making money? Do you have a business model, et cetera, et cetera?
So yeah, basically, while launching those products, you get a lot of, you know, users, because, you know, since it's a very, very new space, so, you know, everybody flocks to you once you launch a product. Mm-hmm. So it's like that whenever you launch a very, very small amount of a small feature or a very, you know, something which is entirely unique, so a lot of users flock to you and, you know, start using your product. So yes, we have a few products, and we are also working on an exchange right now. Mm-hmm. And so that is how we keep the, you know, things going. And a primary product or a revolutionary product would be Kara Chain, which we are going to launch pretty soon. I mean, we are going to launch a testnet in the next couple of months. And that is our, you know, primary objective, to launch Kara Chain and, you know, build an ecosystem around it. So that's what basically we are doing these days. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. And what are your expectations when you launch then?
So basically, we are, you know, launching Kara Chain to help, you know, developers and to help popularize the concept of blockchain in the common people. Mm-hmm. So aside from the development and all that, we are also active in various communities and developer communities. We are organizing coding boot camps to teach what blockchain is, and, you know, we are also going to start something called Kara University, in which any developer could come and you know, start with blockchain and stuff. So we also have a Telegram group in which people come and ask questions about blockchain, and we have our entire team ready to answer them 24/7. So basically, with Karachain, our prime idea is to spread this, you know, technology among the masses. I mean, that's what we require right now. Mm-hmm. And apart from that, yeah, I would say that Karachain could be, you know, fixing one of those puzzles after achieving, you know, maturity. Like, let's say that I would say that there are like multiple blockchains in the world right now. Mm. And the world needs, you know, intercompatibility among all those blockchains. Mm-hmm. I mean, all those networks right now, let's say Bitcoin's blockchain cannot interact with Ethereum's blockchain. Ethereum's blockchain cannot interact with any other blockchain right now. Mm. So just like what the International Space Station is right now, that there are multiple countries, you know, working together, and there's intercompatibility between all those things, and we connect those pieces together. So my vision with blockchain is that once we are able to connect all these blockchains together, and you know, we have a single network, we call it the blockchain. Mm-hmm. And that's how the world's gonna change.
Mm-hmm. How big do you want to go with this?
So we have put our, you know, brains and mind behind Karachain, you know, since the past 1 year. And so we are soon going to launch the testnet, and after that we'll probably be having an ICO. Mm-hmm. And then I think we'll be going to launch a public network in 3-4 months after that. And, you know, once we launch it, then, you know, everything, it will be like, for example, we also have a team which is working on, let's say, we've been named the team as Kara Studios. Mm-hmm. And that particular team is working on products on top of Karachain. Since mm-hmm. Karachain is be a platform, mm-hmm. just like Ethereum is a platform. Just like Bitcoin's blockchain is a platform. So Kara, you know, Studios team will be working on top of that, you know, Karachain network to build products which will help mankind, you know, move forward. So Love Blocks is also one of the product of that particular team.
Yeah. Talk about Love Block then, as it's Valentine's week.
Yeah, exactly. So just as I said, that we have been working with Karachain, and we are just very, very close to launching a public testnet. And since it was a, you know, a long process, so that's how our developers got, you know, a little bit bored with that stuff, that let's do something different. Let's bring something into this world. Mm-hmm. And Valentine's week was around the corner, and then we just came up with an idea that, yeah, let's do something with blockchain and love. And That's how we got the idea about the Love Locks part of stuff.
Okay.
So then we decided that, yeah, let's do it, and let's launch it on Valentine's Day. So basically, public, you know, beta is going to be out very soon, and we are airdropping multiple locks to the people right now. Right. So basically, Love Blocks also, you know, evolved out of a concept called non-fungible tokens. Mm-hmm. So basically, there are fungible tokens and there are non-fungible tokens, and then there are, you know, cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. So each and every lock in Love Block is unique, and it will have a different value. I mean, it's like a, you know, unique, different asset which you can, you know, take care of, and you can transfer its ownership, you can, you know, trade it, you can invest in it. Its value would increase, you can upgrade it. So that's how Love Block works. And apart from, you know, as an investment opportunity, people can also, you know, use those locks to, you know, etch your and your partner's name on the blockchain forever.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very romantic.
Yeah.
Are you a romantic person?
Yeah, somewhat. Everyone has to be. I mean, we are here in this world to spread love, right?
Right, okay, that's cool. Excellent. What's the most romantic thing you've done then?
In that case, basically, I wrote up a, you know, cryptographic program to my girlfriend. And oh, nice. Then, so we used actually cryptography to, you know, send private messages between us. Excellent. And so that was something which I tried to do. But it's not very romantic, but it's romantic in our world.
No, it's romantic. No flowers or chocolates, you think, cryptocurrency. Excellent. Okay. How big's the team?
So basically, we started with around 20 developers. So, but right now, we are at the number 46. And wow. The 47th guys soon going to join us. And we are actively growing. Our target is to reach 100 plus tech team by the end of 2018.
That's a big team. Are they all full time working on the Caro chain?
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, we have the core protocol developers of Caro chain team. Then we have the Caro Studio guys who are going to develop products on top of Caro chain. Then we have, front-end developers, back-end developers, database administrators. We have security engineers since we are very, very inclined towards security of this entire thing as well. Mm-hmm. So and then we have, teams like Loveblock who, are going to mature into the Caro chain core team one day.
Mm-hmm. How fast are you growing then?
So, yeah, the just like I said, we started with 20 guys and now we are at the number 46. I mean, those are the numbers for only, the tech team exactly. Mm. But apart from that, we already have a 120, plus team combined for, the rest of the stuff. Like we have the very good product managers we have and then designers and all sort of people we have. Yeah, everything. So the only target which we have right now is to, spread this amazing technology into the hands of common people so that, the world can recognize that, yes, let's move on. Let's change lives.
So you're the founder. How are you managing all this stuff then?
So basically I'm the founder, but yeah, I just try to focus more on the, I'm trying to build a developer centric ecosystem in the company because, Caro chain is very, 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 very tech, intensive thing. Mm.
What excites you most then doing this startup?
So obviously it is code. I mean, I personally get lost into the coding, day and night. And we have that, let's say the team on Loveblocks is working on, let's say continuously 48 hours. Mm. They work on, coding 48 hours continuously. It was like a boot camp sort of stuff. So, yeah, it feels very, very super exciting to build something which is actually going to change the world. And we are getting the responses and we are actually moving very, very fast with it. Mm-hmm. So that is something which, excites us. The entire team and the organization is built in such a way to just move forward, break things and, let's change lives. And that's our motto.
Okay. Is there anything that you don't like about doing the startup? Any sort of thoughts or any fears or anything that keeps you awake at night?
I would say that, I don't think there's anything like that because everything is positive around us right now. And especially the startup ecosystem is in India right now is very, very good. I mean, there's a lot of support from everyone. So I don't think that there is anything which is stopping us right now. And the only thing which keeps me awake at night is the excitement to, open up my laptop and start writing some code.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you mentioned ICOs. If you can just explain what ICOs are.
So do you know about IPOs, right?
Yeah, I know IPOs. Yeah, okay.
So ICOs are, analogous to those IPOs in the crypto world. So basically, whenever you launch a new product, you launch a new coin with it or a token with it.
Yeah.
And then each token has a purpose. For example, each and every token has a purpose. Otherwise, it won't, be sustainable in the long term. So initially, as soon as you, plan to launch it, you do an ICO, you raise some funds and, distribute those tokens at a very cheap rate. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And once the real product comes out and the values of those tokens shoots up, I mean, I've seen it increasing to let's say tens or hundreds of 100x exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's how ICOs work. I mean, since it's a completely decentralized system supported by that particular token, and the value of token keeps on increasing as the product matures. Mm. And so that's how, the whole crypto economic works. Mm-hmm. So yeah, exactly. That's how ICOs work. And that's the real purpose of ICOs, that that the fund distribution and the token distribution takes place. And, we are actually supporting the system entirely.
Mm-hmm. So from a marketing point of view, how are you attracting customers to use your products? Because obviously there's a lot of products out there that do the same thing, really.
Okay. So just like I said, with Kara Chain, our actual vision is to distribute this technology in the common hands. Mm-hmm. So basically, we also started Kara University for that particular purpose, and we are actually training, you know, developers to become blockchain developers. Mm-hmm. So our idea is that when we'll have, you know, more developers working on a product or more developers working on a technology, the more it becomes famous, like just like what happened with Android, right? So Android had got the maximum number of, you know, app developers, and that's why it got famous, because of those apps. So our, you know, strategy with marketing is actually helping, you know, people become better developers and become good blockchain developers, helping them write products, and you know, that's how everything is going for us right now. I mean, we are getting very good with that.
Do you have any like favorite blockchain projects?
What sort of like
the projects? Yeah, anything that you've seen or read or heard, you think, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, right now, all those exchanges, you know, are centralized. I mean, those exchanges, cryptocurrency exchanges, which are, you know, happening or being built in the rest of the world, are centralized. And those decentralized exchanges which are being built are not as scalable as those centralized exchanges. So something called ZeroX protocol, it's a great way to exchange any crypto asset in a decentralized way. So that is something which I've been following on. But yeah, I've been trying to incorporate everything into Kara Chain since I aim to make it as big as possible. I mean, that's how it's going to change things. So
where does the name come from then?
So yeah, so it just, you know, struck us that yeah, Kara is something like we like. When we sat about, you know, discussing about the names, we also decided this name in a decentralized way actually. So we distributed, you know, a sheet to the rest of the team that yeah, let's try to name this thing, and we came up with names, and then we sat down together to discuss all those things. And just like that, Kara came into our, you know, like it's something which people can actually relate to. It's something like, you know, it's easy to, you know, remember this, and it's something which actually, you know, sounds like yeah, it is your Kara Chain. So once you add chain to it, it becomes sort of exciting.
Yeah, just add chain to it. Yeah. Okay, awesome stuff.
So, yeah.
Actually, you said you playing around with Bitcoin 3 years ago. And are you surprised how Bitcoin has exploded?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I did not, you know, if you have said to me like 3 years back that Bitcoin, the value of Bitcoin would be this much after 3 years, I wouldn't have believed anyone. I mean, I was also surprised that it has grown so much. I mean, but yeah, that's something which actually motivates and pumps us that, yeah, if Bitcoin can do it. And it is actually, you know, it doesn't even have smart contracts. It's just, you know, cryptocurrency, which is having a minimal blockchain, which is just recording messages. I mean, then what could the world do with blockchain? I mean, that is, you know, entirely something which motivates us.
Okay, cool. Last few questions then. If somebody wants to get into blockchain, what advice would you give them?
So basically, so there would be two things. I would say if one is going to be into blockchain from a developer point of view, I would say that first become a web developer. I mean, just understand the client-server architecture, then start doing something with Node.js. It's a back-end programming language, and Bitcoin's the blockchain's community is very, very, you know, active around it, and just start using Node.js, and then start using those libraries which Node.js has for blockchain, and then, you know, you can actually start building products around it, like use libraries like Web3.js, Ether.js, and start writing smart contracts, start building the apps, and that's how you can become a blockchain developer. And yeah, after that, if still you want to try on, then you can join our Telegram group, and we will actually be training you to become a blockchain developer.
How long do most of the blockchain projects last then? Just out of interest.
So basically, the development lasts like, let's say, around a year. Some teams take 2 years. So building a blockchain right now is equivalent to building an operating system way back in the 90s, right? So it's a big, big thing. So it takes, let's say, at least an year or a year and a half to actually come out with something which is entirely different. So generally, building a blockchain takes this much amount of time, but building products on top of it, like Loveblock, we just built this in a weekend. So yeah, that's the difference.
Who do you go for advice then? Do you have a mentor or you know, someone you can turn to for advice?
So as I said, the advice is also in a decentralized way, mm-hmm. and there is no particular, you know, mentor or so. But yeah, since we are actually into this industry, I mean, everybody is trying to pick up blockchain right now, but we were into blockchains since 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we are actually the mentors of a few, you know, startups around us right now. Mm-hmm. And that's how the story goes. I mean, whenever we are stuck somewhere, we just, you know, put the word out there that we are stuck with this particular thing and decide.
Google, basically.
Yeah, so we Google and we use our community to find solutions to these kind of problems.
Mm-hmm. You said you mentor startups. What questions do they ask you then?
So mostly it's around use cases, like people come up to us that what can we do with blockchain and how can we implement blockchain? So basically we try to figure out use cases for them that, yeah, let's say there's a finance industry, there's airline industries, there are different, you know, sort of industries, and there's different use cases with them. So basically we brainstorm with them to figure out use cases, and then we brainstorm with them to, you know, decide the platforms and the technologies involved. Then we provide a proper technical architecture. And if we, you know, like the project entirely, then we even start working with them.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like blockchain and Bitcoin are here to stay. Last question then, for people who want more information on Loveblock and Caro Chain, what must they do?
Okay, so basically we have a website,
yep.
And we also have a Medium blog. We have a Telegram group. And, you know, we have like these channels to, you know, distribute knowledge.
Saeed, thank you very much for coming on the show today. Much appreciated.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Yaniv.
Thanks to Saeed for coming on the show today. That is the end of the show. If you liked it, please leave a rating and review of the show. Just search The Indian Startup Show on iTunes. We're also on Spotify now. So if you're building something exciting, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet @IndianStartupSH, or please go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. We'll look to connect. Thank you and goodbye.